Blog Talk Radio.
This is George Gamond, and it is Thursday, and it's the Thursday show. How is everyone today? Are you having a great day? I don't know. My sinuses are a little strange today. This is like Southern California. It's supposed to be hot, you know, warm and all that stuff, and it's about not even 80 degrees, really, seriously. Like, I'm not complaining, you know, better than 100 and whatever sometimes it gets to, but overcast. Kind of weird weather. I don't know if it's climate change or just a seasonal thing. So how's everybody? Well, let's get back to that. What are we going to talk about today? Well, I'm going to let my spirit guides talk to you, my spirit group. And the subject matter today is about focus. Well, there's macro and micro focus, and we're going to talk a little bit mostly about micro, but I want my spirit guides to chime in on this idea of focus. So why should we focus? That's a good question. Why should we focus? You know, I asked another question on Facebook this morning, and if anybody's with me, and if you're in the chat room, and you know, it's a little off the beaten question a little bit, or subject matter for the day, but it's an interesting question. What lowers your vibration? What in your life lowers your vibration? And I got some really interesting responses from my friends on Facebook, which I won't really go into right now, but it's kind of an interesting question. What lowers your vibration? So think about it. So if you want to call in, now the setup for the show was messages from spirit and ancestors. So the spirit part is my spirit guides, and they're going to talk to you about staying focused. The ancestors part of it is maybe in your own personal situation, you need to focus more and you need some help from those who are in your family that are in the non-physical world. I call them dead people, but they're not dead. They're in a non-physical essence. So if you want to get a message from them about focus, we can do that. Or if you want some advice on focus or what to focus on, that just came to me, what to focus on for the future. Sometimes people want predictions, like, what's going to happen in my future? Well, what do you need to focus on? Maybe the universe or God or spirit or source wants to tell you what you should be focusing on. But I think most of us do know what we should be focused on. But sometimes we get distracted. Don't we get distracted? Like, what should I focus on? I don't know. What am I supposed to be focusing on? You know, my life purpose and all that fun stuff, right? So let's delve into that if you want to delve into what you should be focusing on. So focus is a big word. It means many different things. Now, I have a few articles on that, so I can use the articles. And it's probably more about, well, how to stay focused right now in the moment. Like, how do I stay focused in the moment, right? Like today, like, you know, I'm focusing on my radio show and I must have like 12 different tabs open on my computer. That is distracting from focus. So, you know, like you get buzzed and somebody goes, oh, I want to talk to you. I got a question for you, because I asked that question about on Facebook about what lowers your vibration. And all of a sudden I get all these people going, well, this lowers my vibration and that lowers my vibration. And I'll give you one hint on that, and then we'll talk about focus more. And we'll let my spirit guides talk to you about focus. One thing that seems to be a general statement for most people that I know as friends and so forth on Facebook and other places, it's low vibrational, toxic whiners and complainers will lower your vibration. Now, do you agree with me on that? I mean, it's those people that you go, I remember many years ago when I was in the business world, I had two gentlemen I worked with who were always complaining about the company, always complaining about this or always complaining about that. You know, the owners couldn't do this and they couldn't do that right. And the owners would do this and the owners would do that. So it was a constant complaining about something. Now that'll lower your vibration like really quickly. I know I'm going off the sidetrack, but you know, when your vibration is low, and I'll give it from a spiritual place, when your vibration is low, it's easy, it's difficult to focus. It's hard to focus because you're somewhere else. You're focusing on, oh, why is my vibration low? And all those distractions in your life and all those people that lower your vibration, right? So I guess I could tie the two together somehow, kind of sneak both subjects together. So what do you think? What lowers your vibration and what keeps you from focusing? Same thing. Very similar questions. So let me have my spirit guides talk to you. And if you don't know, I've done this before with me, I channel. You know, some people are familiar with the Abraham material and Esther Hicks, and it's very similar to that. She has a group of spiritual teachers that they call themselves Abraham that works through her. My group is called Sarah, which is kind of, yeah. And it's a group of spiritual teachers that come in and discuss different things, and one spirit teacher might have like a discussion on focus, and another one might talk on something else, and it's all of one voice and one, you know, general thought patterns, but it's each one's different. So I've been doing this for 25 years. I started channeling back in 1992. I just knew I could do it. For some reason, I just knew I could do it. So I started channeling. And even before that, going back to college or in my ministerial programs and ministerial work, I would say things to people and go, where did that come from? That's not me. So that was channeling, but I didn't want to put a title on it because being a good Christian boy, that sounds like a little strange, right? But I guess most, you know, even ministers channel, but they don't realize they're always doing it. We all channel at times. Artists channel, writers channel, musicians channel. You just don't put that label on it because you open yourself up. You get into a really good place and you open yourself up to your higher self or divine guidance or some great master in whatever you do that will work through you and help you. So I'm going to channel my group now, and they're going to talk about focus, because that was the idea today, was talk about focus and not focusing. I am focusing, really. Seriously, I am focusing. Okay, so let's do that, and then we'll get back. If you want to call in, if you want to figure out what you need to focus on, we can talk about that. That's kind of ties into the whole subject matter. What should you be focusing on? So you want Spirit's opinion on that point of view. They just give you suggestions. They don't tell you what to do. They never tell you what to do. They just give you ideas or opinions. Or maybe if you focus on this, your life will be more successful. But it's up to you. You know, in writing my book, that's one of the subjects I'm writing about right now, is this idea of them giving you advice, but it's up to you to follow the advice or not. Okay? So let me go under. I'm kind of like wandering all over the place. Let me focus on them for a moment. Well, you pretty well handled the subject. Maybe we don't need to talk about focus. We're going to focus on focus. I know that sounds rather, flippant, I guess is the word we would use here. Flippant. It's not. It's a very important part of your life to focus. You know, you focus while you're driving, correct? You focus when you're taking a test, correct? You focus on when you're eating your meal. Now, you focus on things that you really enjoy doing, don't you? That's kind of an interesting way of looking at it. Don't you really like focus on what you really like doing and enjoy doing and what brings you the most amount of pleasure in your life? That's where you have a tendency to focus. You know, we watch people watching sporting events. They seem to get really focused on that sporting event if it's really exciting. And they really get wrapped up in it. And so they're focusing on something they really love to do. So what's the answer to focus? Find things that you love to do. Find things that you really enjoy doing. it takes an effort sometimes to focus on things that you don't like to do, right? Focusing on taking the trash out, for one. I mean, things like that, you know, like, oh, got to take the trash out. Well, if you would learn to focus on the tasks that you don't necessarily enjoy doing, and if you just get them over with quickly and just focus on getting them done, then you can focus. Now, from a spiritual point of view, because we want to get into from a spiritual aspect of focus and what would be a benefit to focus on in your lives from our perspective, from a non-physical, from observing you and your personal growth and your personal, we talk a lot about raising your vibration, getting connected to source, you call it God, connecting your vibration to that. So let's take our discussion for a couple minutes and then we'll end and let George talk about focus from a different point of view. But let's look into how can you focus more on being connected to that vibration, which is the highest in the universe. How can you do that? Well, George kind of went into the subject matter when he asked the question about what lowers your vibration. So first of all, you have to look at your vibration, your energy field, your emotions. What's lowering your emotions? What's keeping you in a negative emotional feeling or place? What's pulling you down from being in joy and feeling happy and feeling love and feeling gratefulness and all of those beautiful qualities? What's keeping you from going there? Because the more you're distracted and pulled away from those positive places in your life, those positive feelings, those loving feelings, the further and further away that you are from being focused on the divine nature. Now, the question would be, why should you focus on that divine nature, being in that connection to the highest vibration in the universe? Why would you want to do that? What's the advantage of focusing on that? Simply put, makes your life easier. You attract things into your life that you really want, and they come quickly. Makes your life easier. You're not caught up in drama. Those drama in your life just floats away. We're not saying that you won't have problems. You always have problems, and problems are part of your life path, and you experience problems because you're human. Absolutely, positively, you're human, and you have problems. But the more you focus on that vibration, that highest vibration, the quicker you move through your problems, the quicker you get answers to your problems, the quicker you get resolution to those situations in your life that are distracting you from living your life purpose. And that's the other part of that. If you're moving yourself and your focus to be in the highest vibration that you can be in, then you're living your life purpose. Then you're connecting to that life purpose. You know exactly what it is. So how do you do that? Raise your vibration. We kind of answered the question. Raise your vibration. Rid yourself of those things, those vibrations, those things in your life that lower your vibration. Take your vibration higher and higher. Lots of ways of doing that. We're not going to get into all those right now. I mean, you could meditate. You could read inspirational material. You could distance yourself from negative people. You could find joy and happiness in your life, always looking for things to feel good. Now, we use the word grateful, or we'll use the word appreciation here. Finding things that you appreciate and expressing that appreciation. Because the more you show appreciation for things that feel good in your life, the little things, not just the big things, but the little things. The more you appreciate the little things in your life, the more you show that positive energy in your life about these things and that things. And, oh, the sun is out today. I appreciate the sun's out today. And I appreciate, the weather's a little bit cooler today. And I appreciate my walks with my dog. And I appreciate my neighbors who are friendly. And I appreciate all those loving people. And I appreciate the really good food I had today. And I appreciate, that warm shower this morning. And the more you appreciate, The more things that you're grateful for in your life, the higher you raise your vibration, and the more and more you're connected to that divine energy. And you make things happen. Things happen quickly. So why focus on raising your vibration? Why focus on connecting with Source? Why do it? Simply put, makes your life easier. You enjoy life more. Things happen in your life that are positive. You achieve your goals. You're given the wisdom and guidance to achieve your goals. You get the help to achieve your goals. It's simple. So focus. Focus on raising your vibration. We're tying two subjects together here. Raising your vibration, moving away from the things that lower your vibration, achieving a higher vibration, achieving that love vibration, that appreciation vibration. And your life gets easier. Your relationships get easier. If you're full of love, if you have that love vibration flowing through your body constantly and in your mind and in your essence and in your spirit, it makes your relationships easier. You don't harbor bad feelings about people. You don't have that energy. You forgive quickly. You move through it. You avoid those people that lower your vibration so that you're staying away from those relationships, but also you're influencing those in those relationships with love. You may not change them. They may not alter who they are, but at least you're introducing a better vibration, a better set of energy to a situation. You're not getting caught up in their negativity. So your life just improves, and then we'll just leave it at that. So focus. Focus on what feels good. Focus on raising your vibration. Focus on love. Focus on appreciation. Focus on living your purpose or discovering what that is. You know, if you don't know what it is, there's a really interesting journey that you can go on to discover that, and you can feel good about it. It's like discovering gold. Just do it. So we'll leave you there. We'll let George talk about focus from the micro aspects of it. We've given you like an overview of why you should focus on a high vibration. So we send you love. We send you blessings. We send you guidance. Rely on your spirit teachers, your ancestors, for love and guidance. Bye now. Okay. I'm coming back now. Well, they just kind of took over the show. I mean, I could probably do that for an hour, or 45 minutes of the length of the show. I could let my spirit guides talk to you and just kind of go away. That would make it easier on me, wouldn't it? Just kind of go away for 45 minutes and let them talk to you. They will take calls. They've done it in the past, which is kind of cool. I didn't think they would, but they will. So I have a couple callers, and we're going to talk about focus. So what do you need to focus on? What's your question about focus? Do you know what to focus on? Are you having a hard time focusing on? What should you be focusing on? That's a good question. What should you be focusing on in your life? Do you know? And how do you keep yourself from being distracted? Well, we can talk all day about that, right? Okay, so a 646 and a 650, and then we'll get into some articles on focusing a little bit more on that. Okay? Hello? You've gone away. Oh, they went away. Okay. Well, that's cool. They didn't want to talk about, the subject. Okay. So let me take another call, and we'll talk a little bit more about this subject and have some more fun with it. So it's 650, and I saw somebody jump in on a 216. So you know the theme of today is about focusing. Like maybe your ancestors have some advice for you about focusing on something in your life. My spirit guides just went on for about almost 20, well, not 20 minutes, but at least 15 minutes on the subject. So if you listen to them. Okay, so let me take a call or two, 650. Hello?
Yes. Hi, George. Yes, I was hoping for a message from my spirit ancestors.
Your spirit, your the dead people in your life, right?
Yes, exactly.
I use And your first name?
Miranda.
Miranda. Is anybody in particular? I never get names, so I don't know who this is, but it's a male figure. All I know is it's a male figure, and it's on your mother's side of the family. That's what I get. Okay?
Okay.
Whoever
shows through.
I don't think it's a great-grandfather or a grandfather or something like that, because it's a great something or other, but it's more like a great-uncle. It's off to the side. You know, they show me this off to the side, so it's not. So I don't know if you have a great-uncle on your mother's side or something like that, like your grandfather's brother or somebody like that, a great-grandfather's brother, but that's who it is, okay?
Okay.
So what does he have to say to you? Take your time in decision-making. Time in decision-making. You have multiple choices coming up in your life in the near future. I don't know if that's right or wrong or how you think about that, but that's what I hear. So I'm going to give it to you exactly as I get it, that you have some multiple choices coming up in your life in the near future. You got to select from the ABCD spectrum in the near future. So take your time. Relax on it. Listen for my guidance. Listen for our guidance, your spirit family. Listen for our guidance on the choices that you have to make in the next few months. I don't know what's going on. You got any choices to make? I don't know what they're saying, why they're saying that to you, but do you have some stuff that you have to choose? I mean, everybody has choices, like, well, should I go to bed or not, right? But it's bigger than that.
No,
you got
yeah,
some things
I'm
coming
not,
up?
I'm not seeing anything significant, so I'm not clear, maybe something in the future.
Well, they made it. He made it sound like it's coming up in the future. It's coming up in the near future.
Okay.
It's coming up in the next few months that you're going to have to make some choices, and so you need to get clarity on that, and you need to take your time and not rush into decisions, because the obvious choice or the obvious choice is not necessarily the best choice here, is what I'm hearing. So just kind of put that in the back of your brain and think, okay, I got some stuff coming up, and just think about the obvious choice not necessarily being the best choice. I don't know what it's about. I get the word.
I don't either.
I think he's saying something about money, something to do with money. Or, you know, it could be like having to use money for something, you know, like, oh, my washer and dryer broke and I got to replace this or I got to replace that. You know, I mean, that could be what he's trying to refer to. Not a washer and dryer, but, you know, you got to spend some money on something coming up in the next few months. Okay.
Maybe it's a house. I'm not really looking seriously. I'm looking on and off, but it's there. Like, I'd like
so,
to move to a
if it's
bigger
a
place,
house,
maybe.
Then maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe it's in the next few months, but he's saying don't go with the obvious choice right away. Really explore it and take your time. Okay?
Got it.
And they'll give you you know, if it is the house, and I don't know if they're referring to the house or he's referring to the house or not, but what he's trying to say is that whatever choice is the right choice, it's like the light will go on around it. You know what I mean by that? Yeah. You ever walk into a place and you go, this is it. This is, or you go look at things and you go, that's the one. That's the puppy I want. The light went on around it.
Yeah. It just makes you feel good. Yeah.
So that's the choice. It's not necessarily the obvious one. It's the one that feels the best, as I think he's trying to tell you. Okay, so be ready for that. Be prepared.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Okay, I will.
Bye
Thank
now.
You.
Bye now. See, I knew she had to make some choices, but sometimes, I'm going to move maybe. I'm going to get another house. Duh. Well, that could be it, because I didn't feel like it was immediate, like tomorrow, but something she wanted to buy. Okay, 216 is the next one, and we'll have some more fun. We'll talk a little bit about focus on the little things in your life. That's a couple articles on that. I always have articles just in case, you know, people don't have questions. Oh, so let me take 216 and we'll move on from there. Hello.
Hi. Hello. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. And whom am I speaking to?
My name is Sharon.
Sharon, you say that so deliberately.
Oh, okay. I've said it a
what's
lot
going
today,
on
by the way. Sharon's here.
What's going on? Yeah, I'm sorry. I missed that.
I've said my name a lot today. I was introduced to a lot of people.
Well, that's kind of a cool. That's a good thing. So
yeah.
What's going on?
Any message that you can get, I want to see if you get the right message. I know any message is the right one, but
I don't know if it's the right. I have no idea what they're going to tell me.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
I have no clue what they're going to tell you, and this will be from an ancestor of some form, okay?
Okay.
The mother's side of the family seems to be very popular today. It's from your mother's side. It's not from your father's side. Is it a male energy? No, it's a female energy is what I get, okay? How fun.
Okay.
Female energy, mother's side of the family, what is she telling you? What is she trying to indicate to you? It's kind of what I'm hearing is it's kind of like the opposite of what the last person got. It's like the opposite. They were paying attention, and I go, well, the other person, take your time, slow down, don't make rusty decisions. And she's telling you, no, you got to make some choices fairly quickly. You got to make some decisions coming up in the next few days. And it's kind of interesting. She's saying something to the about that your soul knows what to do. Your soul already knows what to do. Don't be distracted by those on the outside. I don't know what she's referring to, and maybe you do, but that it's about don't worry about being distracted. You got some things coming up. You got to make some choices, but do it quickly. Don't overthink it. Don't overthink things in your life. Okay.
Okay.
And it's not about money. It's not about money particularly. Okay, it's more about relationships is kind of what I get about relationships. Not necessarily romantic, but it's about relationships. This is really heavy. I don't know why I get this. It's about severing and maintaining relationships. I don't know if that. That's what I heard. Severing or maintaining relationships. So you have to make a quick decision. I don't know if that means anything to you, but that's what I get. That's what they're telling
me. It does.
Okay?
I just started a new job, and yes, I have to make decisions quick. What am I, and she's absolutely right. And I got to decide do I want to stick, decide if I want to stick with the people around me or pick and choose, what I'm trying to say. So that makes a lot of sense.
But don't do it. Don't take too much time on this because if you get bogged down with the paralysis of analysis, the window will close before you make.
That's what I do, analysis. Does she have any other?
Yeah, the window
about my new job. I love it.
You love your job, but it's about people that you're saying. Okay, I say there's two different subject matters. It's the new job and it's relationships you may have to deal with, right?
Well. Yes, that's exactly it. It's only my second week.
Yeah. She says something about asking more questions.
Tomorrow, someone's coming to see how I'm doing tomorrow, trainer, and I have a list. She's right. I'm making a list of questions I have tomorrow. I do need to because I work in kind of a solo office. You're right. That's a good
make
point.
A lot of questions.
Yeah.
So she
don't
said,
be afraid
you ask
to
a
ask
lot of questions.
Questions, you mean.
Right.
Don't
be. Yeah, she's saying that. She's saying ask a lot of questions. Don't be, be vulnerable to, that was a stupid question. They're not going to tell you.
I know.
Yeah. Okay? I'm going to let you go. I got other callers.
Thank you. Thank you.
You take care. It's going to go well.
Bye.
You know that.
Thanks.
Bye.
I know. Thanks.
Bye. Well, that was interesting. Yeah. So, ancestors, dead people. Somebody's holding. They're even telling me. Well, it's like, okay, never mind. I'll be nice. I will be nice. Yeah, that's kind of cute. I've never had anybody do that before. I'm on hold. Okay, so I will take your call. Yep. I'm going to clear my energy field a little bit. I always have to clear it a little bit from the last caller because I don't want to drag in their relatives, do I? No, not for you. Hello.
Hello, George. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm okay.
Good.
Suzette,
good.
How do I do? Have we talked before? I don't remember who I talked to.
maybe a while back I did call, and I usually will put my name in there because the phone garble it when I say my name, Suzette, and they end up calling me Yvette. So that's why I thought I was.
Well, you just have to you have to change your name.
I know. Well, it was actually changed 3 times before I was 2 years old. So.
What were you originally?
Alexandria. And then I was Carmen. And now I'm Suzette.
Nah, Suzette fits you better. It's more of a sunny name. It's more of a brighter name. It's more of how, you know, like after sun, right? Suzette, sunny. I don't know. It just feels better for you. Okay?
I think so. Yes.
So what's going on today? What's going
wondering on? If I could get some family spiritual guide, I feel stuck in my life right now. Not moving forward, not moving backwards, just stuck. And that
It's a male figure. It's a male figure. I don't think he's a family member, though. I think he's associated with your family. And it feels like he knows your family or knew your family. And so I don't know who this is. You know, sometimes the neighbors come through or somebody that you knew or blah, blah, blah. Or somebody that, yeah, but he knew your family or knew you and he passed. I don't know who this is. Okay? Let him get a name.
Could be my real father, my biological father. I never knew him.
Okay, could be, yeah. So you want to ask him why? How do I get out of being stuck?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Relationship, emotional, just stuck.
What I'm kind of hearing is, this is weird, and I'll give it to you anyway, because it doesn't make sense, but I'll give it to you. Do something. Just do something. Make some kind of choice in your life that moves you forward. Start with the little ones. Don't get into the big one. Don't get into those big choices yet because you're not ready for big choices because you're stuck. You want to make some big choices. You want to make some big ones. So that what he's telling you, he's a pretty dynamic guy. He's saying, no, start making choices. Start doing things. Start moving. The more you move, the more choices you make, the more action you take in your life. The easier it is to get unstuck. So it's like starting with the little things. And I'm trying to get from him, well, what do you mean little things? What should she do, little things? You know, like.
I've been stuck for quite some time. I'm unemployed for one thing. And so.
Yeah. What he's saying about being unstuck is that it's like doing little things for yourself. Taking little actions that you can do for yourself now. I know what he's saying. Okay. He's like, you need to change things up. You need to shake up yourself a little bit. You need to start taking actions. Change your routine. Change what you wear. Change this. Change that. Because you're stuck because you're in a routine, kind of a negative flow routine in your life. You're in this kind of, you're in the hamster wheel. You need to change the hamster. You need to get off the wheel. He's saying that you need to make, you know, like go to bed at a different time, get up at a different time, eat different food, do things different for a while. Just shake up your life completely. Go for a different route when you drive, walk in different places, go to different stores that you normally would never go to. Meet new people that you never go to, never meet, go to groups or something that you would never go to. Just shake up your life. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. So you're gonna do that? Are you gonna do it?
Okay. I am. As a matter of fact, the big changes as far as decisions and doing something different, that was my fear, but never really considering doing little things. So that's a lot easier.
That's what he's saying. You need to shake up your life. You need to start to making the little things, little differences. That makes the bigger ones easier when you get there because I've already made these little decisions. I've already done these things differently that I never would normally do. You get there. Okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
It gets you out of the comfort zone. You're going to need to get out of your comfort zone. Okay?
Makes sense. Alrighty. Have a beautiful day. Thank you.
You too. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I had a sip of water. My throat's kind of like the weather. I told you it's kind of like overcast or kind of partially overcast here in beautiful Southern California. I think, 770. I think 216. I lose track of who's been on the line and stuff like that. So 770 you've been holding. I think 216 we already talked. If we didn't, yell at me. Say, George, we didn't talk. I'm 216 and we never talked. But I'm going to take 770 anyway because I don't want to. I'm going to move on here and have some more fun. This is kind of fun today. I didn't expect to go here. I was going to talk about focusing and had all these articles, but you guys are more fun than that, right? Are you? I think so. 770. Hello.
Yes. I haven't been holding very long. I just came on at the last moment. Right. Are you sure that you don't need to take the other person?
Well, I'm pretty sure. Okay. So,
okay.
Know, they haven't. Okay. Whom am I speaking to?
Sandy.
Okay, Sandy, what's going on?
Sandy?
Yes, Sandy, what's going on today?
Oh, just wanted to see if there's anything that Spirit says for me.
Okay. Female energy, mother's side of the family, rather interesting woman. I'm one of those ancestor people, you know, all those fun ancestor people. A real quick message for you, and this is kind of interesting. Take a break. Take a break. I don't know what she means by that. Take a break. You need to take a break. You need, it's like the last caller, but a little different because this is more of a rest break. It's not a action break. It's a rest break. It's taking time for Sandy, doing things for Sandy. Take a break. Okay, whatever it is, whatever that means to you, take a break. Take some time off for you. Whatever that's a day, a week, an hour, you need to take time for you, and that's what I'm hearing. Take some time, okay?
That sounds right.
Yeah, oh. She's saying your overwhelmed box is getting full, so you need to take a break, okay?
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, your kettle, the kettle is starting to steam and the water wants to come out. You don't want that to happen, okay?
Oh, I know that. I know that.
So go take a break. Go do something. Do something fun.
Okay.
Okay, take care.
That sounds like good.
Yeah, you're cutting out a little bit too. So you're welcome. You know, sometimes the simplest advice is the most important advice in our lives. You know, it's not the big thing, well, you're going to make $1 million next week or whatever, okay? It's the simple advice that we need that kind of helps us get through wherever we're at in life. And sometimes our spirit family, like, say, well, you just need to do this. Just do it, you know, just do it. And sometimes we lose track of that sort of thing, don't we? We do, we do, we do. Okay, I have some articles, and I don't have a lot of time yet left. So I will be back tomorrow. I have no idea when I'm going to talk tomorrow. Okay, so if you like what I'm doing, and if you want an session with me, if you want to talk to some ancestors or spirit guides, I like to talk to ancestors. They're fun. Or if you want me to have my spirit guide, spirit group, Sarah, talk to you about whatever is going on in your life, contact me. My email address is there. And my phone number's there, and the website's there. I don't use the website as often as I used to, but you can contact me through that. And, yeah, the rate is $1.25 per minute, which is reasonable. I mean, I've known people that do this that charge you $200 an hour, which is – so that works out to about $70, something like that. I don't know, something like that, an hour. But, you know, minimum is 10 minutes. So if you're so inclined to do this sort of thing, that's an odd number, I know, but it's okay. So if you want a session, if you want to talk to my spirit guides, or if you want to talk to your ancestors, or if you want to delve into your past lives a little bit, we do that too. I like to do that. I like, because they're kind of interrelated at some level, right? Okay, so, well, I'm kind of using up all my time, but that's what I'd love to help you. If you want a little more of an extended thing, we're going to talk about focus for a couple minutes because that was the main theme of today's show. And I had like four articles on it, which I'm not going to get through all of them. But I thought this one was an interesting one on focus, work smart. And it's really, you can apply this to every aspect of your life. And I won't get into all the thing and who this article is written by. And it's But it's an interesting thing. The writer says, prepare your brain. This is the number one step. Prepare your brain, whatever you're going to be doing in your life, right? Become before a task, calm your brain. I like that. You know, whatever it takes to calm your brain. Take a minute or two. Sit in a comfortable position. Breathe deeply into your stomach. You don't have to sit cross-legs or chant or anything like that. But, you know, a brief little meditation, just calming down. Breathing exercises are probably the best way to do that. I do breathing exercises. I learned a form of breathing exercises years ago. And every time I want to relax, I just do my breathing exercises. And one little quick breathing exercise that you can do is if you can focus on your chakras. I don't know if you're aware of chakras, but if you can focus on your heart chakra, that's a good place to start, right? Take in a breath and feel the energy moving into your heart chakra. And just take it in and count it in really slow. The count of seven. And then when you exhale, feel that you're just letting tension out, just letting anxiety out. One of the best places to do it is on your third eye, you know, that brow area, just taking it in, deep breath, focusing on that area of your body. Just release any thoughts. Ooh, let your body calm down. Just release those thoughts that are going to keep you from not focusing, right? Because, you know, you got all kinds of stuff going on. There was an article I was going to get to. Maybe I'll get to it. Maybe not. I won't. Not today. But it's about just detaching yourself from the internet. If you have to focus on a task, turn things off. If you're working on something, put your phone on silence. That's hard. Oh, no, I might miss something. And my computer does all kinds of noises when I get an email or somebody wants to chat with me or something like that. Go to silence. Turn off the screen, okay? Turn off your phone. If you can't turn off your phone, at least put it on mute. Turn off the screen for a minute so that you can focus on what you're going to do. Because we're so hooked into technology anymore. Well, not everybody, but a lot of people, because we use it for work, we use it for family, we use it for this. If you miss a call, the world's not going to come to an end. Most likely. Most likely. The world's not going to come. Your family is going to survive if you miss one call. And so focus on just turning all that stuff off for a little while and getting calm. Okay, the next article is, what's the next part of the article? I'm kind of jumping way ahead here. Okay, they say about turning off for 30 minutes. Okay, that's an idea. Just turn it off for 30 minutes. And that's telling your brain, okay, for the next 30 minutes, I'm going to turn this off. Okay, let's work on that, brain. You know, let's work on this. Let's just turn it off for 30 minutes. And I can come back to it after 30 minutes. And you can kind of calm yourself down. Well, okay, I'm going to turn everything back on after 30 minutes. And okay, I'll be back to my world again, right? So try that. The next one, there's a few here. Grab some coffee. A little caffeine helps you to focus, believe it or not. Not too much, though, you know, because you get all jittery and, you know, like that little, you know, that where to stop at with the coffee, right, or the caffeine. Check the thermostat. Too hot or too cold keeps you from focusing. They recommend 68 to 77 degrees. They said the magic number is 71. Now, that's a little chilly for me, but I don't know. Well, find your magic tip. Find your magic temperature number and try to stay there while you're trying to focus and work on whatever you're working on, right? Okay, that don't have time for much more than that today. This has been fun. I enjoy your calls and I enjoy those in chat room. I asked the original question, what lowers your vibration? What lowers your vibration? What puts you into a negative place? And it's interesting. And maybe we'll talk more about that, or raising your vibration. I talk a lot about raising your vibration. So what lowers your vibration? Think about that. What lowers my vibration? What keeps me from real positive things in my life? And I can change that. So I'm going to let you go. This has been fun for me. I love you guys. And I will be back. Tomorrow's Friday. I don't know what we'll do. Sometimes Friday is a potpourri. Maybe it'll be a potpourri day. Bye now.